But first, a few words from our sponsor. Hey guys, welcome back to Goodbye Procrastination, Hello Productivity. I'm your host, Haley Newell, and this is your co-host,
Ava Garlan.
And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to become that girl. And we're also going to go over what that girl is. But before we get on with the episode, Ava, how was your week and what did you do this week?
My week wasn't too shabby. I had my first drive yesterday, so that was nice.
Would you say that you did good? Would you say that you're a good driver?
Oh yeah, I'd say I'm an amazing driver. Definitely, I'm like perfect at it. I don't even need to do any more schooling for it.
Oh yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about yours?
My week was good. I got the first dose of the vaccine, so I was feeling like crap for a few days, but I'm feeling better now. And also, I rearranged my room, so that's really exciting because I like moved like two dressers, so it was pretty important pieces on my room and, you know, big pieces. So, yeah, that was exciting. So I guess let's just jump right into the topic. That was like a very short intro, but so that girl, here's how I would describe it anyway. That girl is a girl that like wakes up early, is like really productive, gets her stuff done and has her stuff together. She eats really healthy. She's very active. You know, she admires nature and she really cares about the stuff around her. She is, you know, she, like I said, she always has her stuff together and is always, you know, on track of stuff. So that's what I've been trying to, you know, become, I guess. Like, I've been trying to, you know, do better on that stuff. And
that just sounds like a productive person to me.
Yeah, it's a really productive person. And I mean,
why do they call it that girl? I don't get it.
That girl, because like that girl, I don't know. I don't know why they call it that girl, but because it's that girl that always has her stuff together, basically. That's living the best version of her life. I think is the actual definition.
That's nice.
And people say that it's like the ideal life, but it's really not like the ideal life. Like, you don't have to like do everything that girl does, but you can have a very like, it's basically like, how do I say this? The best version of your life, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I get it.
So, you know, living your best life, being the happiest, you know?
Yeah.
So, some tips on becoming that girl. First things first, waking up early. So, going to bed early, waking up early to get your stuff done and stay on track of stuff.
So, like an old lady kind of vibe. Really?
I guess. why would you say that? I'm just curious.
I don't know, because like old ladies go to bed early and they get up early, like.
Oh, I guess. I guess.
Yeah. Well, like all old people do. I'm not just saying a lady.
I'm kind of gonna go into in order like the day, I guess.
Okay.
So, say for instance, like for me, I'm homeschooled, so I do school online. And so, this is basically the version of my life that I would be in, or that would be like a that girl thing. So, mm-hmm. then after I say my version, I guess Ava would say her version. So,
oh.
So, like, wake up early and then. Oh, and that girl also takes care of herself. Like she like does self-care and stuff. So I would say get up early and then make your bed, open your blinds to get some light in, some natural light in, 'cause that will really brighten up your day. And then journaling, because journaling is a way to take care of yourself and take care of your mental health. So that girl would do some journaling in the morning, so then she can get all of the stuff that she's thinking about out of her mind and have a clear conscience for the rest of the day. And then probably, get some work or school done. And then get up and make either matcha or coffee, and then get more school done. And I know that girl, she always like sorry she always gets dressed like she's going somewhere, even if she's just staying at home. So I used to not wear jeans at all. I used to only wear sweatpants, but get dressed in jeans or put on makeup, get ready for the day. Like if you're gonna go out somewhere, I mean, you don't have to wear shoes, but at least get actually dressed. Don't just stay in pajamas for the whole day, 'cause that'll
Not stay in pajamas for the
No, Ava, you can't stay in pajamas for the whole day.
whole day? That sounds awful. I don't. No, thank you. I'm quitting
It was like, I don't want to become
this
that girl
podcast.
anymore.
I don't agree with it.
Well, I mean, if you're in pajamas all day, you're just gonna have that lazy feel the whole day.
Don't sass me.
Okay, anyway. So then she gets all the work that she needs done. She eats a healthy breakfast that has, nutrition and protein in it to wake her up a little bit more and, give her that energy to get her stuff done during the day. And so, yeah, and then when she's done with her work or school or whatever, do some self-care. Like you could do a face mask, you could, I don't know, you could practice do a hobby that you're really interested in. That way, you can do what you want to do for a while. And then, you can read for a while or watch TV and then go to bed earlier, so then you can get up in the morning and start that day again. Eva, you have anything to say about that?
Yes, I think that sounds very fancy. Like
Okay.
in a good way. I mean, it sounds good. I mean, yeah. I
Okay.
wish I could do
So,
that.
Ava, can you say what your version of a daily routine of being that girl would look like?
Well, I don't know what the heck a bad girl is, but a good routine. Don't know, getting up at a decent time, getting your whatever work you have done for the like your work, like school work done as early as you can. Eating
Okay.
at least one meal healthy, because some of us just have cupboards full of ramen.
Yeah,
So
some of us,
to
Ava,
do at least one good meal.
eating healthy is a big part of being that girl, for sure.
Yeah.
And then there's some other tips for being that girl. I'm not saying that this is a necessity, I think, but that girl drinks a lot of matcha. And I'm obsessed with matcha. So Ava, so you're obsessed special. With matcha too. Ava, you're obsessed with matcha too, and you can't deny it.
Yeah, but it's not because, like, I'm not disagreeing with you, or I don't know. I don't like the term that girl because I feel like it's trying to fit into this, give me the word, Haley. Come on.
Like, trying to shape your life, basically? Yeah, like trying to shape your life.
It's a stereotype, and I feel like it shouldn't be a stereotype to live healthy.
Well, I don't know really how to say this, but when we're talking about that girl, like, here, we don't want to say that you, like, you're not living your, the best part, like, the best version of your life if you're not doing these things. Because, like, you can be living the best version of your life and, like, be really mentally healthy without doing all these things. And, you know, do what makes you happy, basically. And don't think that this trend is, like being that girl, quote-unquote, that girl. It's like,
it's okay, Haley.
I don't know how to say it. But like, don't think it's the perfect life, because, you know, if like, I don't know how to say it. If you're like really happy where you are right now, then don't change that and try to become someone that you're not. And I'm not like. Like, with the that girl trend, I don't think it becomes, like, I don't think it's, like, that's the perfect life, if you know what I mean. I don't know if this makes any sense.
No, it does. Like, you don't have to like matcha to be productive.
You don't have to, like, do all of these things to be living your best life, basically.
Yeah.
So, you know, do what makes you happy and what makes you feel good about yourself. And don't think to change your whole day completely just to, you know, to try to become someone that you're not. Like, I mean, yes, put to practice some of the things that we mentioned in this episode, but don't, like, make it according to what you have to do every day. And don't, like, change some drastic stuff in your day just to fit with this. Because do it, you know, does that make sense? I don't know. Do what.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Do what fits into your daily routine. And you can, like, incorporate some of the tips. But if it doesn't fit into your daily routine, then don't do that tip. For example, if, I'm trying to think of something. Hold on, let me think of something real quick. If you work third shift, then don't, like, feel obligated to change your whole routine just to, you know, have that, like, set goal of, like, go to bed early, get up early. I mean, yeah, you can do that, but if you work, like, third shift or if you have, like, other stuff in your day, like, that prevents you from doing some of the stuff, then don't do it. And, you know, like, do these tips according to what works out for you. I think I made them more complicated than it needed to be, but
no,
you get the point, right? Okay.
Sorry, I kind of made that more complicated for you than it needed to be, but I was just giving my opinion on it. Oh.
Okay. So, just I guess we're already like 15 minutes in, so let's do a little recap.
We are?
Yeah, let's do a little recap and then wrap it up. So,
wrap your mom up.
I'm so sorry for that. I'm so sorry you had to hear that right now. Okay.
I'm sorry.
So we talked about, you know, our routines or like what you could do in a day. So remember these few things. Oh, I forgot to mention also, the night before, write a to-do list with all of your stuff that you have to do for the next day. So then you can already have it ready. And that's like super helpful. I did that. Like, I've been doing that lately, and it like has helped my days so much. And I know I already mentioned this, but a very important part is cleaning your room and having your bed made, because that'll like, it'll just like make your space feel so much better, and you'll actually want to work there. Because if you're in a cluttered place, then you won't want to actually be there and working in that spot. So go to bed early, get up early, and make a to-do list, get your stuff done, and get, like, always stay hydrated so then you don't get any headaches or anything. And focus on yourself. And, you know, take some days off just to focus on stuff that you need to do for yourself, like some self-care and stuff. I think that's really important. And,
yeah,
you know, like, if you have that set routine and you do that every day, then it'll, like, your life will become really easy. Like, I mean, not really easy, but, like, way easier than it is. And it just... yeah, remember to, like, take care of yourself. And, again, journaling can really help you, like with your mental health, to, like, clear everything out of your mind that you're, like, having a clean conscience for the rest of the day. That'll also really help. And, yeah. Ayla, do you have anything else that you want to say?
I don't know. I would say your mom, but Haley would get mad at me, so.
You just said it anyway.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Okay, anyway. So, if you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And follow us on Spotify so that then more people can listen.
Only if you want to.
If you want to. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Once again, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast episode, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Toodaloo.